Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Rick Newman back on the show. Richard is here, ladies and gentlemen. Rick is back. He's the columnist for Yahoo Finance. He's the author of the outstanding book, Rebounders, which we helped him launch about a year ago, maybe two. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while, and we're glad he's back. Rick Newman, welcome back.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Hey, Rick, you've been reporting quite a bit on the timing of the government divesting themselves of GM stock. Now, remind people about how the government got the stock to start with. General Motors, I'm talking about. Remind them, give us a little quick tour of how they wound up with the stock.
Well, that was part of the bailout in 2009 as GM was declaring bankruptcy. In order to put money into GM, the government basically bought 61% of the company. And then when GM went public in 2010, it owned those shares. So in order to divest itself of those shares and just get out of GM altogether, the Treasury sold those shares over the course of about a year, and it sold them over 2013, and the last sale was in last December,
mm-hmm.
And that officially got the government out of General Motors.
Right. So in that transaction, a couple of things you left out is the unions also became shareholders, and the bondholders became poorer in that transaction, right?
And the and the original stockholders got wiped out.
Got wiped out.
Right. And
but the unions didn't get wiped out.
They certainly took some hits. But that was the deal they made to basically keep the company solvent. So
yep.
The union got a share of the company in exchange for some concessions on labor rules,
right.
Retirement benefits,
right.
You know, even hourly pay for starting workers and things like that.
Which had the unions done that 5 or 10 years ago, when they probably were attempted to get out of them, maybe the company wouldn't have gone bankrupt. But that's my editorializing. Okay, so now, what do you think about the timing of the government getting out of? Are they completely out now?
They are. Yeah, they're completely out.
Totally divested. What do you think about that timing?
Well, at the time, it's the deal at the time, the government ended up, the government, i.e. taxpayers, ended up losing $10 billion or so on GM. And there was some criticism at the time that if the government had held on to its shares longer, it made sense that GM stock would rise over time. I mean, the company's doing very well right now.
Right.
And just as the economy recovers, that alone would theoretically push the stock up. So the idea was if the government held on longer, they maybe could have gotten back more of that $10 billion, maybe all of it. But the countervailing argument was, look, it's not a good situation having the government involved in this company at all.
I didn't like
it. Yeah, nobody really liked it, Democrats or Republicans alike. You may have disagreed about the bailout, but once it was done, pretty much everybody said, let's just end this as quickly as we can. And so the Obama administration made the decision better to take the loss and get out of the company than to continue to be an owner of General Motors.
Right. It could have been worse. I mean, I got to say, it could have been worse. $10 billion is a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, it could have been worse. So what else do we need to know about that transaction now that it's kind of behind us?
Well, here's why it's newsworthy again, is because now we've seen this mounting safety recall with these 1.4 million cars, this problem with the ignition switch. It's actually
that they may have known about all the way back to 01.
Well, this is interesting because the government did know that this was a problem. They were having conversations with GM about this in 2007,
very
2008,
interesting.
2009. It seems that The issue kind of got tabled for a couple of years.
Through
bankruptcy.
Inside information, conflict of interest, all over the place.
Well, so the way this works is, and, you know, everyone thinks the government is one sort of, unified organization. It's not. It's hundreds of agencies. And the part of the government that knew about this problem was in the Transportation Department. The part that was administering the ownership of GM shares was in the Treasury Department. Treasury says they had no knowledge of this safety issue as it was starting to work its way up the hierarchy at GM, and that the safety issue had nothing at all to do with the timing of the sale. However, if you look at the stock price, the government sold at a great time. I mean, it sold as the stock price was going up.
So, once again, the government has done something, whether it was intentional or not, that if you or I did it, we would be brought up in front of a court, whether we did it intentionally or not.
There certainly would be questions.
There were no question about that. So, curiouser and curiouser, ladies and gentlemen. Don't we just love this? Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Rebounders, financial columnist for Yahoo Finance. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.